Good morning, and welcome to episode 27, season 2 of Up Early Before Everyone Else with Monica Lynn. I am your gracious host, Monica Lynn, and as always, I am always up before everyone else. How is everyone doing this morning? It is 6:36 a.m. straight up on the East Coast on this beautiful Tuesday morning here in Baltimore, Maryland. How is everybody feeling? I want to welcome my new listeners. How y'all feeling? Shout out to everyone who purchased Love's Holiday. Love's Holiday is on sale on Amazon Prime for $17. Price was slashed $3. I did not know about this until I logged in today for a friend that wanted to purchase a book because they could not find it. So this is what you guys want to do. You're going to go to the search bar on Amazon, put in Monica Lynn Love's Holiday or Love's Holiday Monica Lynn. It's going to pop up. It's going to be under the Kindle. So what you do is you click on the Kindle, which is $4.99, and then you'll have the option if you want to buy a paperback or Kindle. But I know Amazon Prime, it's $17. But it's everywhere books are sold. Wherever books are sold, it will make a great Mother's Day gift. So I just wanted to get that out the way real quick. I'll probably be saying it again, but who knows. How are y'all feeling today? I'm feeling good today. I have a lot to do today. I have to run errands this morning, so I'm not going to be that long with you guys this morning. I just wanted to check in, see how you guys are doing, and talk to y'all a little bit, see what's the tea, what's the gag, y'all. But, I've decided that I wanted to do the news again. But you know, I don't get the five things from CNN no more. I don't know if they do it anymore. I get the New York Post, the New York Times. I get the Associated Press. I get all kinds of breaking news. But I don't get my CNN news anymore. So I have to go to CNN.com to get my news. So, the census finally released its final count of the country's population, and with it, the state will gain and lose congressional seats for the next decade. Okay. So, here we go. How the U.S. went from having one of the worst COVID responses to be a global leader in vaccinations. And President Biden will announce new CDC mask guidance today. And in the midst of a COVID-19 spike, Michigan mask mandated is expanded to kids ages 2 to 4. And this is from a good friend over at CNN. I cannot imagine, okay, because Samantha's baby is 2, right? And I think she said he wears his mask good. I know Madison is 3 and she wears her mask. But can you imagine if you have like a little rambunctious, a little defiant little one and they don't want to wear the mask? Can you imagine? So yeah, so they have to wear their mask in Michigan, which I think is good, but that's kind of bad. You know what I'm saying? They having spikes. They spikes in Florida. Florida is just off the chain. We need to just cut Florida off. And it's so sad because I really want to go back to Disney World. I'm going to go back to Disney World, y'all. Y'all just don't know. So, I haven't gotten my appointment for my vaccination. So, what I'm going to do later on today, and I was supposed to do it yesterday, but I was on the phone talking to my brother, which was an absolute wonderful conversation. It's a celebration every time we link up, but we were just reminiscing on where we lived at. And I'm going to get into that later because it's all going to fall into my hot topic. But it was nice talking to my brother. We laughed, and I laughed so hard I was crying. You know, my brother saw, like, a guy that he grew up with, and I remember the guy. He was like, yo, you remember blah, 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 yeah. And I'm like, yeah. He said, oh, man, he looked terrible. Because my brother works in retail, so my brother sees everybody. My brother sees people all the time. And he's like, oh, they look terrible. Oh, they look good. And it's funny. And shout out to my brother's friend. I forgot his name again. every time I see this guy, he go, hey, Steve, sister. And we're always at the Dollar Tree. And every time I'm in Parkville, I see this dude. So shout out to my brother's friend. He's a real cool guy. You know how you just meet people and you instantly click and you instantly like vibe? You know how some people got a vibe to them and some people got bad vibes? But this person, he has a vibe. And I forgot his name again. I think his name was Lenny or something like that. I'm not sure. Because of an L. I don't want to like mess up nobody's name or anything. But is it me or does like, well, do women have male friends like I do? Like, me and my brother were talking about the guys that we grew up with, and I was saying, oh man, I love them. Not saying like in a sexual way. I was just saying platonic, like you actually can vibe with this person. And I had a lot of guys like that growing up as friends. And a lot of girls didn't like that. But somewhere, who cares? We're grown now. But anyway, So I can't wait to see what President Biden says tonight about the vaccination. I mean, not the vaccinations, because my brother has vaccination today. My sister-in-law got hers. I haven't gotten mine yet. I signed up, but I'm on a list because at first the health department and the Maryland Health Connection were trying to get in contact with me, texting me, letting me know it's available. So I had an available spot, but I kept procrastinating. So now I'm screwed. I just gotta wait till something opens up. So Good Samaritan Hospital said they would email me every week to see if they still want me to come, to see if I still want to come in and they do my my vaccination. But yeah, I'm getting vaccinated. I can't get that again. But you're not fully protected. But I still want, you still got to wear your mask, social distance, but it helps fight, you know, so you won't get like a flu shot or whatever. You know, we're all guinea pigs, but I can't wait to see what he says tomorrow. And I think they were saying something on the lines of Dr. Nguyen last night was talking to Anderson Cooper last night. And they were saying that you can wear your mask. You don't have to wear your mask outside, but I object. Okay, and I know a lot of people are going to ditch the masks like they ditched their bras. Okay, now, when I go for my walks, I don't wear a mask because I'm walking up my block and around the block, and I don't come in contact with nobody. I don't wear a mask. I don't when I go outside. When I go outside on the porch, I don't have a mask on. My neighbors are on the opposite side of me. If they come outside, and then I'm on my side. When ever someone comes over to get a book, I'm always make sure I'm 6 feet. 6 feet. Or at least 3. You know, but these are the people that I've been around the whole pandemic. But I try to keep my distance. Now, scenario, Dr. Nguyen, Dr. Gupta, Dr. Fauci. I haven't heard Dr. Fauci say anything. So I'm just going by what I heard off of CNN. So they said it's perfectly fine not to wear a mask outside last night on the Anderson Cooper 360. When you're coming out of Walmart, do you know, notice that there's a cluster fuck of people? Think about it, y'all. The first of the month, people got their checks, food stamps, payday, right? And people who just go to Walmart every goddamn day, okay? People just in Walmart for the fuck of it. You know how cluster fuck Walmart is when you coming in and out of those doors. So you mean to tell me that I'm going to take my mask off as soon as I get out of Walmart and it's a clusterfuck of people outside? Kiss my ass. No. I remember one time I went to Walmart and it had no mask. I sat outside. Nobody was around me. I sat outside. I didn't have my mask on. When people come around, I pulled it up over my nose. You don't know. So this lady come and sit right next to me. I got up. So you mean to tell me if I'm outside and somebody comes sit next to me, I don't have to have a mask on? Is that what you're saying? Or like if I'm coming out of Walmart and it's a clusterfuck of people coming into Walmart? No. I don't take my mask off until I get in the car. But that's just me. And I don't give a fuck what any of them right-wingers, them anti-vaccinating people got to say. Fuck y'all. Y'all get that shit and die. Okay? Fuck all y'all. Kiss my ass. Ain't no fucking way. Ain't no fucking way. Y'all crazy in the ass. You're crazy to think that I'm going to take this mask off. You're crazy. And there's a variant going around. Kiss my ass, man. Just kiss. So, no, I will be watching the, I will be watching the State of the Union tonight, and I will be back Thursday morning, and we'll talk all about it. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. We're going to talk about it. And, am I going to be on Friday? I don't think I'm going to be on Friday. I'm not Friday this week. No, Thursday. I'll be on Thursday. So check me out on Thursday's show. I'll be back Thursday. We're going to talk about it. We're going to see what he got to say. But what else is in this news today? How to avoid COVID at church. Okay. Oh, my God. Actor mentioned his mom's sex life in his Oscar speech. She was not impressed. That was funny. That was hilarious. I only saw clips of it. I did not watch the Oscars. The Oscars are boring as hell. I don't watch it at all. Oh, it's almost Wyatt's first birthday. It said Anderson gets emotional ahead of his son's first birthday. Aw. That is awesome. They also have an article about 25 thoughtful Mother's Day gifts you should buy ASAP. Ha! Why should you buy a Turkish towel when you travel again? The $10 sleep mask you've been missing out on. I have a sleep mask, but I don't like it because I have to tie it. I want a sleep mask that has elastic all the way around, but this one ties and it comes loose. So, you know. Elon Musk doesn't deserve to host SNL, okay? Okay. Oh, wow. Okay, let's see what we got. Okay, so it says that McCarthy continues to embrace Trump as charts course to lead Republicans. Yeah. Okay, Japan's QAnon disciples aren't letting Trump's law quash their mission. What the hell? You know what? Apple new iMacs are ugliest. I want to read this about Japan and the QAnon. But that's what supposedly has started it. Over in Japan, QAnon. That's what I heard. I don't know. I don't care. Okay. I don't want to read this. Never mind. Anyway, y'all, that was the news. No. I'm telling you, if you're brand new to Up Early before everyone else with me, and you know, in the beginning, I did the news. And I sat down and I did the news. I talked about Trump. I talked about the elections. I talked about this, that, and that. Now the news is getting really stupid because they're giving stupid people a platform, okay? Japan, QAnon, Trump, America, I don't get it. I don't get it, y'all. I don't get it. I don't get it. And maybe it's not for me to get. I'm not bashing nobody, but it just, I don't see the correlation. I don't. Now, I can see if you were living in America. I don't even see people living in America. You know, for a whole year, there was a bill that just passed to protect Asian people from their civil rights, right? For them, like an anti-hate bill. And you're embracing Trump. What kind of shit is that, y'all? Like, you basically got protection against your race. Well, not everybody, just some. But you're embracing Trump. After he blamed y'all for the virus. And I don't want to hear, oh, he just trying to dip. Come on, y'all. Come on now. I'm not being ignorant because, like I said, I have Asian friends. okay? And I'm not being ignorant at all. And that doesn't give me a pass to be ignorant. That's because I have an Asian friend or I'm in love with an Asian guy. That doesn't mean anything. You know what I'm saying? It really doesn't. But it'll be just like me embracing a clan. You feel me? But to each his own. I don't give a damn. That's why I don't talk about the news no more. So anyway, we did the news. Mother's Day is in 11 days. So you have 11 days to get your mama something special. I still say get her love holiday, and I bought $17 on Amazon Prime and $4.99 on Kindle. That's what I can say. So it's 11 days, and my mother wants underwear. Yes, we're going to have brunch, and I'm going to give her underwear, and she wants a pair of leggings. So, and that's that. And then for dinner, we're going to have a cookout. We're going to like put some hamburgers and hot dogs on the grill and have like salad or something. You know, just the two of us. You know, because burgers and wine last weekend, yeah, that took a lot out of me. I love cooking. I love entertaining, but I don't want to do that for a while. Cheers. A diabetic minute. My glucose was 238. I took another pill. I had fish. I had fried chicken and a mashed avocado for dinner. I also had strawberries and a piece of lemon pound cake and a bag of potato chips. My glucose levels have been excellent, but I'm also slipping. Like, I had a lot of stuff the other day and my glucose was only 188, but you gotta think about it. That's really high for some people, but my glucose is high. Like, I was a 12 and now I'm a 9. I don't know where I stand at now, but hopefully I'm down to like an 8 or a 7, a low 8, one towards a 7. And that's what I'm hoping, because my glucose levels have been excellent. It's just been a little bit bad today. Like I told my mother, I said it was kind of bad, and she was like, well, why didn't you take an extra pill? And I'm like, because I wanted to. And she's like, that's not that bad. It's not that high. You fall asleep, it's going to go down. I'm like, it's not going to go down that bad. And if it do, I just get up and have something sweet. That's the tea. I'll check it before I go to sleep and before I take a nap. But I'm going to take a nap when I'm doing finished. And then I have to get up and I have to go and run my errands. And then I have to go to the grocery store because I found some really good keto-friendly recipes online, and I'm gonna make it's chicken. I have to find her. Let me find her while I am on here. Let me find her. I don't know, she's not on Facebook. She might be on Facebook, but I don't know if she's on Facebook. I don't know. Let's see what we got going. Oh, he's so cute. I knew he wasn't single. Who is this? Hello. Hello, hello, hello. Who's this? It's so interesting to see when you run ads on Instagram and Facebook. Well, Instagram, I have a lot of, you know. Well, how do you know I know these people? No, I'm not following nobody. You're crazy. I'm trying to find the young lady that I follow. Look at SZA. I want to be that little. Wait a minute. What's going on with Keke Palmer? Oh, she has acne? She doesn't look bad. She has like acne scars. And that should be like a lesson to like these people in there that's trying to, you know, who's trying to, oh, whatever. You ever see pictures that just be like, oh, whatever. Aw, is that Christina Milian? No, I cannot find. Let's see. Is this her? Where is it? Is this it? Yes, this is it. It's called Crock Pot Cracked Chicken. And you need 4 chicken breasts, 16 ounces of cream cheese, tomato, no, 4, let me do this. 4 chicken breasts. I'm writing as I'm talking. 4 chicken breasts, 16 ounces of cream cheese, 1 ounce ranch. I have the ranch packet. A bunch of green onions. And 6 slices of bacon. And 4 ounces of cheddar. And I think she said you got to put it on the crock pot for, they said like 4 hours. And then you like, once it's done, almost like you put the bacon in, the cheese in, and the green onions. And she said you can serve it over truffles, which is the eggs and the waffles with the cheese. They like, they get the waffle iron, the mini waffle iron, and they'll put the cheese down. I think you gotta spray it first. I have avocado oil. So you will spray it, and then you put the cheese and the egg. And she said you can put it on that. So it'll be like a waffle, but it's a truffle. It's cheese and a waffle, cheese and egg, so it's a waffle. And she said you can have it over broccoli. But she said, but they used to eat on a pretzel bun. But now she said she like eating on cold with a bunch of lettuce. So I'm making that tomorrow. I'm kind of excited about that. I'm really kind of excited. So I can't wait to, you know, do that or whatever. You know. Let me see. Okay. I don't mean to be mean, but, you know, am I the only one on chat? Okay. All right, we are 22 minutes in, 22:50 in. I have to go to the grocery store, so that's what I'm making for dinner tonight. I cannot wait. I am excited. I'm going to let you guys know all about it on Thursday. So Thursday is going to be like a jam-packed show. But I won't be back until Tuesday because I have a doctor's appointment. I have a doctor's appointment. Where is my... I have a doctor's appointment on. Yeah, so I won't be back until the 4th. Yeah, I'll be back Tuesday the 4th. And I'll be looking out for you guys on the 4th. And Wednesday, Thursday. Oh, no, I won't be on Wednesday. I'm never on Wednesday because for the next... All Wednesdays in May, I have things that I have to do, y'all. Like, I have a nail appointment, ultrasound, I have the dentist. And then I have my regular appointments on, my nail appointment on the 26th. So I'm just like, I'm just chilling. You know, then Mother's Day weekend coming up. I got something going on the 10th. I'm not sure what it is. I gotta think about it. But yeah, my I have to get an ultrasound done. I emailed my doctor. You guys know I'm very transparent with y'all. And I told her what was going on. And she told me, she sent over a referral, an order for me to go to get an ultrasound done. I already in the ED. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. But the most important thing is that afterwards, I can go and have lunch at Fridays. Because Fridays is right across the street from my doctor's office. Or I could just come back home and do something else. So anyway, I really got a taste of some butter pecan ice cream. So every once in a while, I get cravings. And that's the gag, bitch. Like, I get cravings like a mug. You know, like, I really crave sugar a lot. I crave it a lot. And I'm sitting here and I'm tired. Like right now, I'm really tired. I'm going to get upstairs. I'm going to go back to bed. That's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going back to bed because I think it's a toss up between the cramps. I have cramps and they just ruin your whole mood. They just ruin everything. I think that when a woman comes on her cycle that she shouldn't have to go to work. I think that you're required. You should be required to stay in bed for 3 days. But hey, what's going to get done? Some men can tolerate that pain. Some women can't. I'm a woman that can tolerate it, but it just comes at the most inopportune time. For me, it does. I don't know about y'all, but for me, it does. Do I want to pause right here and get me some coffee? I don't think so. I don't think I'm going to pause and get no coffee. I'm going to pause. I'll be right back, y'all. Hold up. I'll be back. All right. I am back with the juice, with the tea. So Mother's Day. We talked about Mother's Day. I welcome my new listeners. Love's Holiday Part 4 update. It's going well. I really can't say much because there's still 3 other books that some people haven't read the first one yet. I'm just going to take my time. I think for the next 3-4 years, I'm just going to publish books because I really think this is like a really good thing, you know? Yeah. I think I'm excited about my life and what God has in store for me. And I'm excited. I really am, y'all. Like, I am so happy. I'm so excited that I chose this path, this thing that I'm doing. I'm so excited about this thing, you know, but let's accept, you know. So, yeah, I'm very happy. The only thing I'm upset about is I can't see my ebook sales. So, this is what I'm going to do. Where's the search bar? I'm going to go to Ingram Spark. Okay. Okay. Here we go. Let's see. When you look at your and taxes still has to come out. You know, taxes still has to come out of this. So this is from March 1st to March 31st. The year to date, month to date, and all that stuff. It's kind of cool. It's kind of neat. But, you know, it's kind of, oh God, I did not do that. Come on now. Okay. This one. I got a couple of them. So I'm going to look at this one. I want to see if it pulls up. Okay. No. Okay. Because I have stuff that I could not see on my Amazon. Oh, this is from Amazon. I have a pay stuff from Amazon. Yeah, I do. Yeah. I have a pay stuff from Amazon. What's this? This is neat. It's so neat. It really is. It's really neat. I did not do that again. Let's see. What's this one? Okay, so I think that was for March. I don't know where February is. Okay. All right. So anyway, I would just want to let you guys know that I was like mad. I'm mad excited about this. And looking at my pay stubs and looking at all that stuff and knowing that this dream is actually here, like everything is here. It's not what I expected. It's not what I anticipated. It's a little cute little buzz, you know what I'm saying? But it's not boom. And one day it's going to boom and I'm just going to be like, y'all, we did it. But anyway, y'all, what I want to talk about today is old friends. I've reconnected with an old friend today. And I've known this friend since I was 16. I'm 42. I'll be 43 in August. And basically, what you can say is that we basically grew up together. You know, sometimes things don't work out the way you plan. And that's what I was telling them yesterday about sometimes things, life comes at you and sometimes things don't go as you planned. But this friend of mine, he is my childhood sweetheart. And I adore him so much. And to reconnect with him and to pick up where we left off is so refreshing because it's scary out there, y'all. The dating world, the dating pool, friends. Sometimes you have family that turn against you. Well, that's not me. But, you know, I mean, you have people who are mean and cruel to you. But it's always good to know that you can always bounce back and talk to your friend. And it's so comforting. You know, like, I feel like I can tell him anything. And it's a blessing to have someone like that in your life when you can reconnect. And let me tell you something. I protect him at all costs, okay? I'm going to tell y'all how protective I am. And I know some of my friends are very overprotective of me. But this guy, I have been knowing since I was a kid. And I'll never forget the day that I met him. So I knew he was a popular guy around the way where we lived at, and he was very popular. That's all I gotta say. Like, everybody know who he is. Everybody still knows he's still popular to this day, and not that that matters, but he's well known. Not like, you know, he's well known, but back then he was, you know. So we were walking. Me and one of my little friends at the time was walking down his block. And we walked past him. And he was standing on the porch. And me and my little friend were walking. Me and my little girlfriend were walking. We're young. I guess I was 16. I was 16, okay? 16 years old. I don't know. I don't know these things. So we're just walking. It was in the summertime, fresh. You know, like when you're growing up, I don't know about y'all, but when I was growing up, I'm sorry, this butter pecan craving is so bad. I have to put it on my list, my ice cream. I have to put this ice cream on my list. But anyway, so, you know how, like, in the summertime, I don't know how many of y'all can relate to this, but when you're young and you have nowhere to go, nothing to do, you get up and you get dressed up, just walk around the block. That's what we did. So he lived up a little bit further than I did. Now, somebody tell me to walk the walk that I did when I met him, I would tell you to kiss my ass. Yes, I would. But we were walking. I said that 1,000 times. And a little boy walked up to us. And he said, "Here, this for you." And I thought he was, I knew that it was from him. And I was like, damn, you know, because I'm a little big, I'm a big girl, you know, but I'm pretty. And I don't have low self-esteem. So it's just like, I'm like, damn, I'm pretty, I'm cute for that brief moment. And he gave and my friend, she snatched it, the phone number from his hand. She looked at it and she said his name. And she was looking like, what? So then he snatched it from her and said, hey, for you, it's for her. So I was like, oh my God. And it was written on a pack, it was written on a gum wrapper. And I remember carrying that gum wrapper with me. And I called him. And I don't remember exactly what he said because, my God, it was 25 years ago. And, you know, we hooked up and he came over. No, he didn't come over to my house. I went over to his house. And I remember I had on white shorts. I had a white shirt and I was cute. I don't know what kind of shoes I had. I think I had on black and white. Like the black and white platform shoes, remember those with the really big soles? I was really cute. So I hooked up with him. You know, we were talking, I hooked up with him. And he would come by the house, whatever, yay. And we never made it official. Like, we were never like really boyfriend and girlfriend. We were just kicking it or whatever. And like, we just kicked it. You know, we kicked it. Yeah. I was 16. I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know. He was older than me. Like, he was like 20. That's what happens in the hood. Like, and my mama could have had him arrested. You know, he was like 20, 19 or 20. You know, like, and fine. Oh my God, my mother said. My mother said, oh my God, that little boy fine. My grandmother, may she rest in peace, she said the same thing. My grandma, they thought he was fine, and he still is. He looks the exact same. He's a little older, a little rounder in the middle. You know how it is when you're almost 50. So we just kicked it this summer. We kicked it. And, you know, we fell out of touch. And he moved. And Lord, I forgot about him. Then I look up, he come again. And I remember my one of my friends, I'm not saying no names because I'm not giving nobody no clout, but they know who they are. No clout today on Monica, early for everyone else on Monica. Hell no, I'm not giving you no clout. So he came back and he moved around the corner from my best friend. They weren't my best friends. They really weren't my friends. Yeah, I can say that now because I'm grown, okay? But you know how you're growing up and you look back on some things and you're like, they weren't really my friends. And I'm not saying that because I have a podcast and a book out. I'm just saying they weren't really your friends because your friends, the things that they did, you know, the things that they said, you know, they were actually haters, you know what I'm saying? And I could probably, what the fuck, nobody hating you? Yes, you did, bitch. Yes, you did, bitch. But anyway... So he lived next, he moved, he lived a door down from a friend of mine, and I specifically remember him moving back, and I was like, oh my God, you back, live around the corner, and me and him were talking and kicking it, and I was over his house, lo and behold, this fool had a girlfriend. Okay, Monica, so what are you going to do? Monica kept talking to him. I was at cosmetology school at the time. Now, mind you, I was 16, right? 16. Now, he left, came back. I'm in cosmetology school, 18. So, 18, yeah, I was going on 18. Yeah, I was 18. So, I'm in cosmetology school, and I give him one of my glamour shot photos in a cart, and I gave it to him, you know, and because I liked him a lot. And I mean, he had a girlfriend, she lived with him and everything, but it was like, he was on the phone with me and she was in the house, you know, and me and him were on the phone and she was in the house. I'm like, oh, are you serious or what? And where I used to live, it used to be like it's a corner store. And I specifically remembered her being in line one day at the store, and they called her my name, and she turned because we have the same name. Yeah, we have the same name, and she wasn't cute. Nah, she wasn't cute at all. But she tore up my picture. He called me and said, "You got another picture?" I was like, "No." And he said, "Well, my girlfriend tore up my picture. I don't have another picture." And I was so stupid, y'all, because I was stupid. I mean, I'm not going to say I was stupid. I mean, it takes two to tango. But it was just me and him. And it was like, I did not care. And it was like, he didn't care. I'm like, you have a full living girlfriend and you were still talking to me. You were still talking to me. We were still talking to one another. And I dig that. I was young. I didn't care. He didn't care. So anyway, so she found out about me and she was mad. She tore up the picture and threw it away. He was like, "Oh, you're going to have to give me another one?" Nope. Because you shouldn't have let it throw up. You shouldn't have let it throw up that first one. And my mother was mad. My mother was really mad because my grandmother bought those pictures for me. Those were expensive pictures. You know, the glamour shot photos, used things back in the day, and they were like the, what you call them? The with the soft touch and the glossies and the bolas and all that, and look like you got on makeup and it's filtered and stuff. I was really cute. Yeah. So she tore that picture up and I could not get over it. The bitch tore my picture. Like, bitch, you tore my picture. Everybody wanted that picture of me with that white boa. It was the cutest effing picture you ever want to see in your life. And now probably why she tore it up. Not only because her boyfriend got no business with another girl picture hanging. He had the picture hanging on the wall in his house. He had the picture hanging up. And I'm like, and you think about it now, and I'm like, he had the fucking picture hanging, right? Hanging on the fucking wall. Like, yo, you don't do that. Like, why do you do that, son? Like, what? But anyway, so one night I was doing my hair, and it was a Saturday night, and I was watching Scream, right? Scream 96. And it was on cable, and I love the Scream movies. I'm a big Wes Craven fan. I love all Wes Craven movies. I'm a Scream. I love the Scream franchise. I loved it. And I was watching the very first one. This was when we had cable. We had pay-per-view, right? And this is when cable wasn't showing movies all the time. If you missed it until next week or whatever. So it was late, and he worked out the mall. And the next day was Valentine's Day. So he said to me, he said, "Are you up?" I was like, "Yeah, I'm doing my hair." He was like, "Well, come to the door." And he called me from the payphone outside my house because there was a payphone on the side of my house where I lived at when I was growing up. And I walked to the door. I opened the door and he said, "Here." And it was a cookie, a Valentine cookie, except for my princess. And I was like, "Oh." And that was the cutest, sweetest thing. And he got it from the Great Cookie. So he said he got him one, his girlfriend one, and me one. And the next day, my cousin comes down. She's such a nut. My cousin, Iris, he goes, "I thought it was a pizza. Where's Sprite?" So I was ready to eat some pizza. It's like, "No, you fool. It's a cookie." So everybody ate the cookie. And then his little brother came around the corner eating the cookie. And he was like, "Yeah, my brother got your sister a cookie. Ay, 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 ay. My brother was like, "Yeah. We ain't that chillin'. She won't let us eat it." He was like, "Yeah." He bought his girlfriend one and my mother one and your sister one. So the girl, my friend that used to live next door to him, she came over to the house. And my aunt was there and everybody was there just chilling. And I showed her the cookie. And this bitch starts coughing. This bitch was like a mad hater. Like, y'all, she was hating bad. So she was like, and my aunt Adrian was pissed. She was like, "She did that shit on fucking purpose. Coughed on your fucking cookie." And I was like, so naive and so young. And I was just like, "Oh God, bitch." But I didn't think about it till now because I was so fucking naive. So long story short, his girlfriend finds out about the cookie. So he calls me and he says, I wonder if he remembers this story. He calls me and said, "My girlfriend found out that I gave you a cookie. She mad at me. Ay, 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 ay." And I'm like, "Okay, so?" He was like, I want you to tell her you, I sold it to you. No, I'm not. He said, oh yeah, that big bitch, she's when I came around here and said, oh yeah, my girlfriend, and she said his name, bought my girlfriend a cookie. And the girl went off, and it was just a hot, shitty fucking mess. So shortly after that, like, we still kicked it. We did. She broke up with him. We still kicked it. And then we moved. And come to find out that one of my friends, supposed friends, she her friend and him hooked up. And he told me, he said that, yeah, that big girl, she hooked up, you know, I don't think they were going out or whatever. I don't think that they were like, you know, serious or anything. But like, if you were my friend, like, why would you even like suggest that your friend date or hook up with somebody that I hooked up with? But he said it wasn't serious or anything, and I kind of believed him, you know. But I was young. I protect him at all costs. You know, I protect him because I don't talk about him to everybody. And this is the first time that I ever spoke about him to anybody, like, other than my mother and my brother, because nobody knows our relationship. Like, everybody can make little snap. Nobody really can make no snap remark or no snap comment, because me and him were together. Like, we were together forever. Like, we break up, stop talking to each other, then we go back to each other. And like, he saw my brother said, we always come back to each other. And I told him, I said, when I broke up with Ed, I immediately thought about you. And he was trying to take me out when I was with Ed. When I broke up with Ed, I told Ed, I said, you mean to tell me that you could do this to me when I could have anybody I wanted, but I chose you? And he was like, oh, well, now you can go have anybody you want. And look what happened. I don't know what the future may bring. I don't know what the future holds. But I know that I really love this guy. I do. And it's not like head over heels. It's not, oh my God, you give me butterflies. It's unconditional love. It's like, I never loved somebody like I loved him before. It's a different kind of love. My mom could call it puppy love. And I'm like, I don't think it's puppy love. I really don't, but it's a different kind of love. It's a different kind of vibe. It's a vibe. That's my catchphrase for the rest of 2021. It's a vibe. And it's something that I cannot explain. You know, like that song by Jill Scott, she can't explain. I'm going to go upstairs and listen to that before I take my name. I can't explain it. Like, if you can see my face now, it's just, I'm just beaming because it's familiar. You know, he's comforting. He's comfortable. I'm comfortable with him. And whenever we're together, we have a very good time. Whenever I'm with anybody, I have a really good time. But it's just something about him that makes me forget about everybody. You know, like, he is like one of my really good friends. It's like the saying, you're more than my lover. You're my friend. You're like one of my best friends. And we leave off. We'll leave and then we'll come back and pick up right back where we started. And like you saw my brother, we eventually come back to each other. And then one day, it's just going to stick. I don't know when that's going to be, though. Like, I cannot tell you when. I can't tell you the day, the hour, the time. It may be this time. It may not be. We may break up and we won't see each other no more for a couple years. But I honestly, truthfully think that we I'm going to do this with each other until one of us die. I am so serious. I told my mother that. I'm so serious. Because I was in a relationship. He was in relationships. And we always come back to one another. And it's different, like, when you grow up with somebody and you know somebody and you get to know them first on a personal level. And then, like, you experience things with them. Like, he wasn't my first time, but he was, like, my first true puppy love. He was, like, my first true love. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I told him, you know, I'm crazy about you. I really dig you. You know, and I don't talk about him to nobody, just like that lady saying Titanic. About the women, the heart, and the woman heart is as deep as the ocean. She has, you know, it's some things that you just don't talk about. And it's just some things that you just sit and think about and you just go, and it makes you smile. And this is one of those things that we thought to each other, oh my God, it's love, y'all. That's all I can say. It's something that I can't describe. And I can sit here honestly with y'all on April the 27th. At 7:28 a.m. and tell y'all that the feelings that I have is genuine. And I pray that you can feel these feelings that I feel. Because even though I don't know what this is going to bring, I don't know what's going to happen, but it's a good feeling. I feel good. I always felt good. But to reunite with him is awesome. It is awesome. We always find our way back to each other. We always do. All right, y'all. That is all I have to say today. That is all I'm going to say about him. Because only time I'll say something is if we get married. That I'm not going to say anything. If we get married, I'll say something. But if, other than that, it's really not nothing to say. You know, it's really not nothing. It's nothing to talk about. Nothing to talk about. Don't ask no questions. Don't ask me nothing. No. Because it's a kind of person, and I know everybody has this person. Somebody, some woman somewhere has somebody like this. Like, you have to. You have to have somebody that's deep, dear, and near. And, like, when you break up with your boyfriend or you break up with your significant other, and you just have somebody that you just run back to. You know what I'm saying? You have somebody that you can run to and talk to. And they help you get over. But I haven't been in a relationship for a year and a half. And I remember when I broke up with Ed, Savannah told me that it's going to take me about a year and a half to get over him. And I still think about Ed sometimes. But now, since my life is moving in this direction, I don't think about him that much. I love him still as a friend, but that's about it. You know, I wish him the best in all his endeavors, and I pray that he finds everything that his heart desires. But I can't, you know, and it's not because that my friend had come back into my life, but it's like I can't. You know, that's a part of my life that's gone. It's over. The chapter's done. Like, I don't reread chapters. But this one is a different story. This is a love story, and I remember specifically Edward telling me, this is not a Tyler Perry movie. I said, no, it's not. It's Monica's movie. And it's written by God. And that's all I have to say to y'all today. And like I said, I will not be talking about him again unless we get married. You have been up early before everyone else, Monica Lynn. I am your gracious host, Monica Lynn. And as always, I'm always up before everyone else, and thank y'all for tuning in. I love y'all so much. Thank you from the bottom to the top of my heart for making this Big Mouth Girl's dreams come true, and I will talk to y'all Thursday. Don't forget to tune in tonight for the presidential address, and let's see what he says about the CDC and these masks, because if he say not to wear no mask, watch the damn numbers go up. I ain't for this shit this year, y'all. I'm going to the beach, and I'm going to damn Las Vegas in August. Kiss my ass. I'll talk to y'all tomorrow, Thursday. Bye.